It's Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale with a preview of our free event. Get free bed accessories like 2 free memory foam pillows and a free mattress protector when you take home your new bed for just $5.99. That's a value of over $150 absolutely free. On top of that, you can save up to $400 on the best brand store-wide. Hurry in and beat the crowds. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with a qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Multiple award contracts have been around for decades. Successful ones can be like annuities for the award holders and cash generators for the agencies who operate them. And they've been growing in terms of dollars. For just how much, we turn to Bloomberg Government Senior Data Analyst Paul Murphy. Paul, good to have you back.
Good to talk with you, Tom.
Max, multiple award contracts. What made you look at them now, and what do we need to know about them?
Well, they're about one out of every four federal contract dollars. So if the government's spending about $560 billion a year, that's roughly $132 billion that are made up by MACs. So it's a very important, very large segment of the federal marketplace. It's a growing segment, and so it's something that vendors really need to pay attention to.
And when you did the evaluation of them, did you include the multiple award schedule system, or is this separate deals outside of what GSA operates?
So we have a somewhat complex definition of multiple award contracts, but let me just run down the key points. It's only IDIQs, so no standalone or definitive contracts. It's all multiple award schedules issued by GSA and the VA. It's all government-wide acquisition contracts, including Alliant, Oasis, Soup, et cetera. It's also multiple IDV contracts that result from a single solicitation, contracts described with multiple award contract keywords and phrases. We also added a field. There's a field called solicitation procedures equals multiple fair award opportunity. We included all those. And then after selecting all of that, we excluded any contracts that met all this MAC criteria, but only reported a single awardee between fiscal 2014 and fiscal 2018. So our methodology has become, I think, more nuanced and accurate over the years, and I think it's given us a pretty clean list this year to evaluate.
Sure. I was going to say it should be something then that requires a task order, but that's not really true in the case of the GSA multiple award schedule. Those are contracts, so that's not really a good criterion either, then, is it?
Well, it's all task orders on all multiple award schedule contracts. We include the schedules and any BPAs that might be attached to those schedules because they're based on multiple award schedules.
All right. What are the major trends that you noted this year that we need to know about?
Well, it's up for the third straight year. It's up to $132 billion from $118 billion in fiscal 2017. Could grow to as high as $154 billion by 2021 if the compound annual growth rate they have exhibited over the last 5 years continues. We're seeing some interesting trends, you know, within this cohort. For example, the percentage of spending devoted to best-in-class contracts, GSA best-in-class contracts, has grown from 18 to 32%, $20 to $41 billion. I think that's a pretty significant indication that multiple award contracts are really part of the marketing landscape, and they're here to stay.
Sure, and it looks like in the Defense Department, the MAC spending is even growing faster than in civilian.
Well, it's been fairly consistent. I think the civilian share of MAC spending has declined slightly as the defense share has gained. I'm not prepared to make, you know, really strong claims about MAC trends at DOG just now, but I mean, we know that you know, Soup 4 has been very popular. There's probably going to be another Soup version. We know that ITAS is very popular, you know, at the CHESS program. And DOD bureaus have made significant commitments to Alliant and Oasis, so we see spending on these GSA-managed vehicles increasing. But I think the defense and civilian balance has been fairly consistent over the last 4 or 5 years.
We're speaking with Paul Murphy, senior data analyst at Bloomberg Government. I guess the implication for contractors in this case is that no matter what else you are doing in terms of bidding on solicitations, you've got to have presence on at least a certain number of key government-wide acquisition contracts or multiple award contracts.
Yeah, let me draw your attention to, I found this the most surprising finding of the whole study, actually. We found that in fiscal 2018, 15,036 MAC vendors, just multiple award contract vendors, they were incumbents in fiscal 2014, 5 years ago. And so there's been about a 42% vendor churn in the last 5 years. But in fiscal 2018, the fiscal 14 MAC incumbents, they received $13 billion more in MAC spending than they did 5 years ago. And they accounted, those incumbents, those fiscal 14 incumbents, accounted for 92% of all the MAC dollars in fiscal 2018. So when you talk about getting a presence on MAC contracts, this is very telling. This shows how significant it is once you are on a contract, how the money tends to accrue to the incumbents.
Yeah, so once you're on there, if you keep working it, it grows, almost like planting an acorn.
Right, and you know, in part, it's just natural. You get more experience with task order marketing, you get better at it, and you become more successful. And you know, especially with the efficiency initiatives that are underway with category management, you know, there is this push to making government buying more efficient. And what we're seeing also as this occurs, interestingly, is that spending with small businesses is actually going up, but the share of small businesses and the share of large businesses, for that matter, that are receiving these MAC dollars is declining. In fact, there's a chart there toward the end where we point out that in fiscal 2018, 3.6% of MAC contract holders received 80% of all the MAC dollars. So the MAC market is highly stratified.
Yeah, so the longer you're on a big one, the better you do. And so we're seeing almost something like a pyramid shape type of thing upside down with the MAC market.
Well, there is certainly a high degree of stratification. Something else we might point out is that the, as efficiency has improved or been furthered along by these MAC contracts, we're actually seeing a decline in competition. The number of bids per task order, where the number of MACs where there's one bid per task order, the share has gone up in the last 3 years. And the number, the share of MACs where there are task orders where there have been five or more bidders, it's actually declined. So there are signs that, you know, with all of the efficiency, there seems to be an increase in non-competitively awarded contracts.
Yeah, so they're pretty popular for government, maybe because it's just an easy way to buy.
Well, I think that's it. I think that not only are companies becoming more familiar with MAC procedures, but the agencies are becoming more familiar with them as well. You know, and we've seen, for instance, Treasury has decided not to go with a follow-on to TIPS 4 and DHS. There's not going to be an Eagle 3, and they are planning to adopt more multiple award contract and BIC vehicles to fulfill particularly their IT requirements.
Paul Murphy is Senior Data Analyst at Bloomberg Government. Thanks so much for that analysis.
Oh, you're very welcome, Tom. Look forward to talking to you again.
We'll post this interview along with a link to his report at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Hear the Federal Drive on demand. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts or Podcast One.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. A Philadelphia man spent $25,000 to build a robotic likeness of President Trump on a toilet and ship it to Britain as the president continues his state visit there. Thousands of protesters are in London as the president and the prime minister, Theresa May, prepare for a news conference they'll hold soon. The two have been talking about a possible trade deal that would take effect when Britain leaves the European Union, though Theresa May is leaving her job soon.
I think that this is something that your folks want to do, my folks want to do, and we want to do, and we're going to get it done.
I think there are huge opportunities for us to see together in the future, and challenges for us to work together to tackle on as well.
That's Prime Minister Theresa May. Shares of Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Apple lost ground on Wall Street following reports that the feds are getting ready to investigate big tech. Separately, the House Judiciary Committee promising to investigate the market power the tech giants hold. I'm Rita Foley.